I'm not on? Okay. I hear something. Okay. Well, I'm gonna finish. Not finish. Yeah, I'm learning about angels too, and we'll see how long God will have me to teach on angels. So he has to put that on my heart to do. I'm doing it, and so anyway, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for this morning. I thank you for each and every one of your children that are present here this morning, Father. And I thank you for teaching us your word about angels, what their purpose is, how we're to interact with them, what they're assigned to do. And Father, we just thank you for giving us understanding so we'll understand the purpose of your angels. In Jesus' name, we give you all praise and give you all glory. See me?
Yeah.
All right. We're all learning together about angels and what's God's purpose. And we know that God has a purpose for his angels. Amen. And angels, human or superhuman agent or messenger of God. They're either human or they're supernatural messengers, superhuman messengers of God. It's very important that we keep our attention focused on God. That's important because God don't want our focus and our attention on angels. He don't want us worshiping angels or anything like that. We keep God as our focus. He's our focus. Jesus Christ, we focus on him. We listen to him. We obey him. You understand? And God will instruct us, and he will teach us, and he will direct us. He will guide us in which way we should go. And we follow him. Okay? So it's very important that we keep our attention, our focus on God. God is powerful. And we know that God is powerful. He's powerful. He's awesome. He's mighty. You know? And that's what we keep our mind on. God is all powerful. No one is more powerful than God himself. God has provided us with angels of protection. He's provided us with that. He's provided us with angels of protection. Angels are sent forth to minister to the children of God. And I want to let you guys know, because I didn't say it. The notes that I have are by Joshua Mills and Kevin Zeta. Okay? And so they're combined, but these aren't my notes, you know. They're notes from the book, from their books, and they're very good. And so angels are sent to help Christians fulfill the will of God. Okay, God has a will for me. He has a will for you. There's something that God wants you to do, and you need help. I need help. Okay? So angels are sent to help Christians fulfill the will of God. You know, angels aren't here to, people get real worshipy about angels and things like that. I know that God gave me angels on assignment. I thank God for that. And I want to get in tune with the assignment God has for me. Those angels are in my life for a reason. Not for my reason. They're sent for God. God gave them a purpose. He gave me a purpose in life. And they're here to help me to accomplish that which God gave me a purpose to do. And you. Amen? And so that's what we focused on, that God sent angels to help us fulfill the will of God. That is why it's very important to speak God's word. That's why it's very important to speak the word of God. Because the word of God details God's purpose. It is God's purpose, God's word. So it's very important for us. And then as the angels hear that word coming out of our mouth, they're going to line up with it and do it. So that is why it's very important to speak God's word. When we speak God's word, something begins to happen. It's so, especially now, I'm more convinced even now. Hey, you got to get the word of God speaking in our hearts and speaking that word out of our mouth. Especially now. We have to do it. We have to do it. We don't, you know, me and Ron was talking this morning. It's like, you know, put on everything else. I'm focused on what God wants me to do while I'm here on earth. He gave me an assignment. And I want to finish, fulfill that assignment that God has given to me. And that is my, I'm determined to do it. I'm determined to do it. I'm not letting nobody stand in my way. I'm not letting anyone stop me. I'm determined to do what God has called me to do. To fulfill his purpose in life that he has for me. That is why it's very important to speak God's word. When we speak God's word, something begins to happen. Angels love the word of God. Let's say that. Angels love the word of God. Amen. Activate angels by speaking God's word. And Psalms 91:11 says, "For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go." Will the angels protect you only when you come to church? That's right. His angels will protect you wherever you go. Psalms 103:20-21 says, "Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will." So his angels are listening. They're listening. What are they listening for? They're listening, and how do they know God's will? By his word. So they're listening to see if that word's coming. They're listening for God's word coming from us. But we have to speak God's word. Angels can come in all shapes and sizes and color. Angels aren't just white. Angels aren't just black. Angels are, they have yellow angels, you know, oriental people, and they're all colors. Angels are all colors, and so we can't just, you know, put angels in a box and say there is color. No, angels are all colors. So we don't worship or bow down to an angel. That's very important, and especially I can remember just like even from the late 90s to the late 90s to 2000 or something like that. That new age got into the church, you know, and it still is some of it, you know. But I think that he's refined us more. He's refined us. And so we know now. And God wants us to continue to know. See, we don't worship angels. New age people, they worship angels. We're the church, the body of Christ. We don't worship any angels. We worship God, him alone. We worship him alone. and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't worship any angels. Okay. We don't bow down to any angels. We don't bow down to angels. Who do we bow down to?
The Lord God.
We bow down to the Lord. We don't bow down to any angels. Some angels bring healing, and some angels protect us in all our ways. So angels bring, they could bring healing. Some angels bring healing, and some angels protect us in all our ways. Angels are sent by God. Angels are sent by God. And you know, that's why the fear of the Lord is so important. If I don't fear God, if anybody doesn't fear God, they do what they want, or, you know, no, I fear God. I can't do what I want to do. I respect him. I fear him. We may not see angels, but we can be certain that angels see us. See, I may not see angels. Come on, everybody. I may not see angels, but angels can see me. Yes. Let's see. Angels come from God. Jesus Christ is higher than the angels. But is Jesus Christ higher than the angels?
Yes.
Jesus is higher than the angels. He's higher than angels. You know, and that's what that New Age, they put angels higher than Jesus. No. If anybody put anything above Jesus, they're liars. They're wrong. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Almighty, he's almighty. You know, nobody... he doesn't bow down to anybody else. They bow down to him. They bow down to the Lord God Almighty. He's supreme. Jesus Christ is higher than angels, I said. Okay, Matthew 1. Who would like to read that? Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Who has it? They can read it. I don't have it. Okay, you can read it. Yeah.
Hello. Okay. While he was still debating with himself about what to do, he fell asleep and had a supernatural dream. An angel from the Lord appeared to him in clear light and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate. Take Mary into your home as your wife, because the power of the Holy Spirit has conceived a child in her womb. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Savior, for he is destined to give his life to save his people from their sins."
Amen, amen. So he told him the spirit of truth concerning his life and Mary's life and the child that she was carrying. And God is so good that he provided us with angels to help us with this. Direct us. Yes, messengers. All of God's angels praise him. One thing about angels, they praise him. That's why, like doing praise, when we would praise the Lord, sometimes we know we sense God's angels are present, you know? And it's wonderful. I've experienced that here in church, and when we're going to open a gate church, we were sent the Lord God's angels. And so that is so wonderful that he does that. Okay. Angels were created to sing God praises. Angels are under a veil of secrecy. They don't want to be known or recognized. Angels want to give all the credit to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, our God. And I asked Ron, I wrote a couple of testimonies down here while I was preparing this, and because I want to share just some testimonies too. And I asked Ron to share. Ryan and I will share some of the testimony. We have a testimony to share concerning that. Go ahead. Yeah, you can start a testimony.
Okay. Which one is this?
This is the one in Mississippi.
Oh. Okay. We were traveling back from Mississippi, from actually Louisiana.
We went to our wedding reception and stuff.
Okay, this was for our wedding reception.
And you didn't want to take
it.
You bought a truck.
I bought a truck. Okay, I bought a truck, and when I bought this pickup, it broke down on the way back. And I was telling my wife, I says, there's some cousins we have here in Mississippi, right around this little county, this little town here where it broke down. I said, I don't really know them, but I heard my grandma talk about them. So I called my grandmother. She gave me their number. I called them. Then they came out and picked us up, took us back to their house. I won't talk about that experience. That was quite an experience. My wife still remembers that. You remember that?
I don't know.
She still remembers that. But anyway, we were getting ready to leave. And so we got airplane tickets, and I got somebody to work on my car. I had to leave it there. And so we got airplane tickets, and we were getting ready to fly out of there. And we got to the airport, and our plane was canceled. And so we were standing around like, God, they're saying it'll be, a few hours, before we can go. I said, God, I gotta sit in this airport for hours? I think it was like 4 hours or something like that. So we had to get new plane tickets and stuff. They wanted us to get new tickets. And there was a lady there, this white lady was there. I'm in Mississippi. And she comes up and she sees us standing around there, and she says, I don't remember a whole lot about this. This is a long time ago. But I remember one thing in particular. This lady came up and asked us, did we need some help? And I said, yeah, we're just kind of waiting on trying to get an airplane ticket. She said, looks like you guys could use some help. So she took us, asked if we want to go back to our house, and because we had been, waiting around, traveling, and their cousins, their water was shut off. They couldn't take a shower because they had problems with their plumbing. So we were, So the lady took her and took us all back to her apartment, and had let Angela and the baby. And they took a shower. And she took me back to the airport and left them there. I thought that was kind of gross. I didn't really think much about it in those days, but I'm being from Minnesota. But anyway, then we went back. Me and her went to the airport, and she waited for me, and I rescheduled our flight, and I came back and got them. And I don't remember if I took a shower or not, but then she took us.
I think you did.
Yeah, I think I did, because it was a few days there. So. So she took us back to the airport, and it's the strangest thing. I just think about that. I said, how did this lady come up to us? She wasn't getting on a plane.
Mm-mm. She picked us out.
Came over to help us. I mean,
Left me in her apartment.
Don't know us.
Left me there. You understand? And brought Ron back to the airport to get our tickets.
This is in Mississippi.
And then she was a white lady, know? And I tell you, God is...
After years, we think back on this, but back then I didn't really think much about it, but I just thought that was kind of strange, But now I know that either that lady was an angel, or God sent her just for us.
I believe she was an angel too. And because I mean, that was amazing. She just left us there, went took Ron to the airport so I could shower face with my daughter. I can shower her up, clean her up, and didn't ask any questions or anything. Let us take care of things that we had to take care of.
And she wasn't taking a plane nowhere. So what was she doing in the airport?
That
was
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, God is good. So that's just one of the things, one of the testimonies I have Ron to share. Angels do not want to be focused on themselves. Angels want to be focused on God. Angels want God to get all the credit, all the glory, and all the praise. Isn't that awesome? Angels are sent to help Christians fulfill the will of God. And one thing we can do is pray in tongues as often as we can. Praying in the Spirit and angels are tied together. Praying in the Spirit and angels are tied together. So that's why it's very important for God increasing more of our prayer time, our prayer language. You know, I know he's getting ready to do something. And so we have to do our part, pray in the Spirit more. I think I pray more in the Spirit now than I do with understanding. Praying in English, you know, I'm praying more in the Spirit. I pray more in tongues than anything than I have before. And that's okay because that's the perfect prayer. When I pray in the Spirit, I know I'm praying God's perfect will. And that's what I want. I want what my daddy wants. I want his perfect will concerning every situation. The Holy Spirit is the master of the Spirit realm. Let's say that. The Holy Spirit is the master of the Spirit realm. Acts 7:53 says, you deliberately disobey God's law, even though you receive it from the hands of angels. Isn't that something? I don't want to be told that I deliberately disobey God's law. When his angels, when I receive that from the hands of angels. So obedience is so important. Obedience. And you know, I say that because God's depending on us. Just like we depend on God, he's depending on us. He's depending on us. Amen. And I'll give you a testimony here of the house that Ryan and I live in right now. And one day, one morning, I get up every morning, you know, reading Ron, and I spend time with God in prayer and reading his word and things like that, and that's what I was doing. And his angel tapped me on the shoulder and pointed for me to turn around. And I turned around, I opened my blind for like the sun to come in. And the first thing I noticed, it was my house, because it's behind Jackie's house where we're renting. And when I looked around, the angels pointed out the house to me. Now I saw this house. This house had been vacant for almost a year. Ron and I went and looked at it because the guy was in the Air Force and they had to move down south to Shreveport. And so we went and looked at the house. We asked, could we see it? But we didn't it didn't move us. Because they had all their stuff in there and it's a small house. It's a very small house. And it was real claustrophobic and things like that. So that was the end of that for Ron and me. But when an angel tapped me on my shoulder and had me turn around and look out the window and pointed the house out to me. And then I turned around and then he did it again. And I told Ron, I said, well, Ron, you know, I said, well should I tell Ron this? Or, you know, because, you know, that's the first time that has ever happened. So I said, Ron, the house was pointed, the Lord pointed this house out to me. So I'm gonna go get the information later. I think it was Did I ask it later on, or I told you when you came home from work? I don't know. Do you remember? Okay. So anyway, later that evening when Ron came home from work, I went across the street, took the information off the real estate sign, and that's when we decided to call the real estate agent. And called her, and it just happened, just like that. So I called her. I mean, we didn't even have everything happen. Ron, the Lord gave Ron overtime that he needed to get extra money to put down for the down payment. Everything happened just like that. And we were so blessed by that because God had an angel there, my angel. It tapped me on the shoulder and told me to turn around and look at that house and pointed that house out to me, you know? And I'm so glad that I listened. I didn't say, oh, well, that's nothing, you know, I'm not going to pay any attention to, you know, that's nothing. But I'm glad I listened. I'm glad I listened because us moving wasn't just for that. There was some, you know, things that went on and God put us in a safe place. That was a safe place he put Ron and me. That was a safe place he put us. And I thank him for that. But that was that angel came and let me know. And I saw three real estate agents. They kept changing the signs. Another real estate agent took over the sale of the property. Then another real estate agent. I thought, ooh, and I noticed all that happening. And then when that third one came, that's when the Lord had me get their number, and it went smoothly, and we moved in. So that's my experience of an angel helping me and pointing out the house for me. So that was such a blessing. So, and I'm not going to move from the house until God tell me, you know. I'm not going to get ahead of him. I'll wait until the Lord tell me, you know, now it's time. So just like when I moved there, he let me know. So I thank him for that. And then another one is like the car that Ron and I have. You know, I put this in, but Lord put it on my heart, and so I'm gonna just obey him. The car that I had a car, the car that I have, I had, you know, decided what I wanted, what kind of car that I want. And I looked around and I said, okay, I like those Tahoes. And so I found pictures of my car. And I wrote scriptures on that car that I was standing on and believing the Lord for. This car dealership was like down the street from us on Broadway. And so me and Ron just had on our heart to go look around at that car dealership. And that's when my car was there. And I said, that's the car I want. And look, God is so cool. You know, I wanted 30,000 to 35,000 miles on the car. And I didn't like the new ones that they had. I liked the older one. And so it was like 4 years old. And it had 30,000 miles or about 30,000 miles on it. And God is so good. And my husband was very faithful and put a very nice down payment, very nice. And so I just thank God, you know, he's so good. He gave me the desires of my heart. I asked him for everything that I asked him for on that list and prayed and thanked him for. He provided that for me and Ron. He provided, my husband provided, you know. So God is so faithful. He is so good. Nothing is too big for God. Nothing is too small for him. Nothing is. Nothing is. He said, you delight yourselves in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. And it's so true, because he's faithful to his word. And he's faithful to do what he said. He's faithful to do what he said. You know, and just like I believed him with the car and even the house, and he let me know when the house came. And you know, God is faithful. That has planted seed in my heart to believe God for other things that I want to do for him, things that I want to do for him, you know? And so he's so good. He's so good. And a couple of things I want to read. Is it okay? Is that okay then? Okay. And so, and you know, a couple of scriptures the Lord put on my heart this morning. And I think what I would do was this is in 1 John. This is chapter 2. It says, if anyone claims I'm living in the light but hates a fellow believer, that person is still living in darkness. Anyone who loves a fellow believer is living in the light. Anyone who loves a fellow believer is living in the light and does not cause others to stumble. But anyone who hates a fellow believer is still living in and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. I'm writing to you who are God's children, because your sins have been forgiven through Jesus. I'm writing to you who are mature in the faith, because you know Christ, who exists from the beginning. I'm writing to you who are young in the faith, because you have won your battle with the evil one. I have written to you who are God's children, because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith, because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning. I have written to you who are young in the faith, because you are strong. God's word lives in your heart, and you have won your battle with the evil one. And I'm going to go over to verse 18. This is a warning about Antichrist. Dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the last hour has come. These people left our churches, but they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left, it proved that they did not belong to us. But you are not like that. For the Holy One has given you his spirit, and all of you know the truth. So I am writing to you, not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and lies. And who is a liar? Anyone who says that Jesus is the Christ. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an Antichrist. I'll say that again. And who is a liar? Anyone who says that Jesus is not the Christ. Anyone who denies the Father and the Son is an Antichrist. Anyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. But anyone who acknowledges the Son has the Father too. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. Let's say that. So I must remain faithful to what I have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life he promised us. I am writing these things to warn you about those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. And what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So just as he has taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. And now, dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Since we know that Christ is righteous. We also know that all who do what is right are God's children. Amen. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you. It's true. And, Father, we line ourselves up with you and your word, which is true, that we live our lives according to the truth in Jesus' name. You know, one thing I wanted to share with you guys, and Ron's dad passed last night. And he was a very, very sweet father. You know, maybe he might want to share a little bit. But my mother and my father-in-law, we lost my mommy about three or four years ago, Ron. 5 years? Wow, time passed. And so, I wanted to bring that picture because during our wedding, we went to Las Vegas to get married, Ron and I. And we thought we were going to go by ourselves. And mommy and dad decided to go with us. And they went with us. And during the wedding ceremony, it was just us four. So dad gave me away to his son, Ron, to be married. And mommy was my matron of honor. That was such a blessing. That was such a blessing, you know? Because let me tell you something. I grew up without a father. My mom and my dad, they got married young, and they got divorced young, and separated and divorced. You understand? So I grew up not having a father. But God blessed me. You know, when I married my husband, I had his mom and dad, you know? And so God allowed me to see what a mom and dad was like, who loved each other in unity. He blessed me with that. That was a wonderful gift that he blessed me with. My mom, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law is my mommy and dad. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I thank God for that. They both were strong in their love for one another. I learned a lot about marriage and, you know, watching them, and it was a blessing. It was a blessing for me. So, do you have anything you want to share, honey? Okay. So I just wanted to share with you that. I just wanted to share because that was a gift, and I want to share that gift with you. Amen. 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 All right.